Right now, more than 1,600 people are on organ waiting lists in Wisconsin. Patty C. wanted to change that number. It's been 4 months since the senior student services coordinator at UW-Eau Claire donated one of her kidneys to someone on a waiting list. She had mixed emotions at first, but finally decided that since she was so healthy and had nothing in her family history that would likely create problems in the future, there wasn't a good reason not to donate her kidney.
I certainly was terrified, and I had second thoughts along the way, but about 2 months before my donation, I really came to the realization that this is it, and I want to do this, and I know it very much was a leap of faith, and I got through it.
This type of donation to a stranger is rare. Most living donors give it to a family member or someone else they know. The hospital where Patty C. had her surgery is Fairview University Medical Center in Minneapolis. Transplant coordinator Kathy Garvey says only 35 kidney donations to strangers have been made since the program began in 1999, and so far there have been only 2 failures. She says those who fill out the paperwork have done the hard part.
Then our job there is a bit paternalistic in that we have to make sure that they aren't facing any extra risks over and above having a surgery and assuming the risks of surgery for no physical benefit to themselves. There's some psychological benefit, but you have to make sure that there's no medical problems that could cause them trouble later on.
For Patty C., it was about 6 months of intensive medical and psychological screening. A deceased donor saved the life of Prescott resident Nicole Updahl 7 years ago. She received a heart after developing heart disease following the birth of her second child. It's an emotional thing for her to talk about. All she knows is her donor was a 15-year-old boy.
I don't know how to say thank you just enough. I think about it every single day. And what I think about the most is that I'm a mom and I can be here for my kids. And I didn't know if I would ever see them go to school, if I would ever see them go to prom or graduate from high school. And now I do have the hope.
But there aren't enough hearts, kidneys, and other organs available. 120 people in Wisconsin died last year waiting. That's a challenge for Rebecca Ousley, Public Relations Coordinator for LifeSource. Her organization handles organ donation in 3 western Wisconsin counties, Minnesota, and the Dakotas. She says often people don't know one person has 8 organs and 40 types of tissue to donate. She says families should talk about who in the family has marked their driver's license as an organ donor. That way they can avoid conflict over donating a family member's organ if brain death results from an accident or emergency illness.
That seems to be the biggest predictor of how comfortable families feel with supporting their loved one's wishes if they know that that's what they wanted.
To increase the number of available organs, many working in transplant programs are thinking outside the box. Fairview's coordinator Kathy Garvey says one transplant surgeon has an economic model that calls for paying kidney donors up to $100,000, reasoning it's cheaper to pay for a transplant than long-term dialysis. Garvey says it's illegal to sell organs but not to provide reimbursement, and that's a touchy ethical issue.
If we begin the financial discussions, we may erode the public trust in transplant, and if we do that, we'll risk people deciding not to donate.
Kidney donor Patty C. had a month of paid medical leave and can take a tax deduction for any personal expense she incurred. Her medical costs were covered. But she says the benefit of giving one of her kidneys to someone she hasn't met was not financial. There's a 6-month waiting time before they can meet.
All I know is that my recipient is a 50-year-old man. I know that my kidney was working inside of him almost immediately. And so I would guess there's a 50-year-old guy out there wondering why he's craving Miller Lite and cheese curds. I'm really curious about him.
So while Patty C.'s kidney eliminated one person from a waiting list, there are more than 96,000 people in the country still waiting. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.